すべては合格のために、
建築関連資格の総合資格学院の提供でお送りします。
Hi, welcome to Architecture Radio. My name is George Kunihiro. I'm actually a guest, but since I speak English, I have to be the host. And we have here wonderful, beautiful young lady who's powerful in Africa, Firdaus Osidum. Okay, very complicated, heavy name, but full of smile and beautiful. So anyway, we're here for the 24th World Congress of Architecture, UIA 2011, Tokyo. And actually, Firdaus is here because she's one of the council members of the UIA. She was elected in 2008 in Torino, thanks to me. I helped voting her in, I think. And that's how we got to know each other. Yes. Sure. Anyway, you are here in Tokyo now. And, well, your second visit here. Why don't you give us a little bit impression of Tokyo?
Thank you, Professor. Thank you very much for inviting me here. I'm very honored to be with you and very honored to participate to this global dynamic of the Congress. As you know, the Congress is very precious for UIA people, and this time in Tokyo it has a double importance, because it's not only making meeting all the architects of the world, but it is also for all of us, and particularly from Africa, because it's a feeling. It's also an act of solidarity with the Japanese people, and we are very proud to be here. And thank you so much for organizing all of this. We are very happy. So about Tokyo.
Yeah.
About Tokyo, this is my second time here. And actually, the same feeling I had last time, and I'm having even more this time, is overall a sense of creativity. It's amazing to... It's like going in a theme park where from the best architects of the world that are Japanese. And you can... Just a theme park of architecture. And it's amazing. This is what Tokyo is for the other side of the world, from European and African. And it is just living architecture in its true dimension. This is how I feel Tokyo.
Well... Great, and you know, you're busy in this Congress as the council member, and maybe from your standpoint as a council member, I'd like to ask you what the UIA's sort of objective and principle, and what are the issues that is that you're tackling at this moment in your council to let the people know a little bit about. The importance of the UIA.
Okay, this is a large question. But what is, for me, important to know about UIA is that it is at least 120 countries represented, I think 124, and all of them have the occasion to express their needs and their wills about what we want architecture to be in the future, and how do we want architects to practice in the future. And these are the double main objectives of the UIA. We do it through two big committees that are very important. I think you've been talking about it. Is the Professional Practice Commission, which results for this Congress has been to complete accords and reglementations for these 120 countries, putting together an agreement on how to practice and what kind of ethic code architects need to have all around the world to have a harmonization of the practicing. All of this, of course, keeping in mind the specific parts of each region and each country. which is very important. But the basic rule is about respect and about collaboration throughout the world. And for me, this is the most important thing of UIA is exchange into a respectful meaning, which is very important, and exchanging and having what we call in French le savoir-faire and know-how. How to exchange know-how and how to exchange specificities of cultures. This is the most richness thing that UIA brings to all of us.
Well, very well put. And I think you're very involved with the PPC, professional practice. But in the overall sense, if the young students or young architects were to come to join the UIA, what do you recommend, for example, to come to the Congress? What would be the sort of the key things that they should be looking for, you know, when they come? What kind of event? What, you know, PPC is for adults, but for young people, what do you recommend?
You're not being easy there. Well, I think when I was a student, I was dreaming about going to a UIA Congress, but it was not easy. But for me, it was overall seeing what's going on in the world in architecture today and seeing what is being done and what is being thinking and what is creativity in our present, in this contemporary living we have. So I think this is what I would recommend to the students, to see what big architect in the world today and what also simple architects has to offer, because sometimes richness is not only where we think it is. So there is an exhibition, for example, of 10,000 architects, which are simple architects, but they can express and show a little bit how they work and what is the product resulting. And this is the main focus point I would recommend, this kind of creativity of what's going on today. It's an opening minds and opening thought is very important.
I think, well, you're in the UIA sort of officers echelon, you're fairly young, and I think you came up the ranks of the UIA somehow through your Moroccan association and so on. And I think it's really important for us, the people who are involved in the UIA, to really disseminate this information to the students. So we have student competitions, and I think at this very moment, we have the student youth jamboree somewhere in Tokyo, organized by our Japan organizing board. We have, I think, over 100, 120 or so students and young architects getting together in a workshop right at this moment. So these are the kind of things, and I think maybe you have something to say about this.
It's exactly in the same way. Thank you, George. We, in the African Union of Architects, we did organize a big competition to bring it to Tokyo in the same way. And we made it in a regional status so we can take the best and bring it here. And this is the thing I was talking about creativity. Thank you for reminding me about that, because it's important. For example, the big theme here is sustainability and responsibility of the architect, design 2015. And this is the theme we brought to the African architect, and the African student, sorry. So it's their way of looking at the same topic. And this is important. This is where the exchange is localized.
I think it's great. The theme, again, Design 2050. And we like to create a sustainable society by the year 2050. And how we achieve is for us to discuss now in the form of backcasting. In other words, having the complete model and step back in time to 2011 to see what we need to start to do in order to achieve that goal. So anyway, Firdaus, thank you very much. And this is the English version of the Architecture Radio. Thank you, everyone, and hope to see you in Tokyo. And we have other events going on even after the Congress. So come to Tokyo if you have time.